Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. What actually goes in your recycling cart in Dakula? City and county recycling in Dakula goes to the same facilities, so the accepted list is identical no matter which side of the line you live on. Here it is. Recycling rules get treated as a matter of opinion. They aren't. Putting the wrong thing in the cart causes real problems at the sorting facility, and the list is short enough to memorize. One list for everyone. Whether the city of Dakula collects your recycling or a county-assigned hauler does, the accepted materials are the same, because city recycling is taken to the same processing facilities as unincorporated Gwinnett's. Collection frequency differs, though, inside city limits it's every other week, while county service is weekly. What goes in? Plastic bottles and jugs marked with a number 1 or number 2 resin code, the number inside the recycling symbol. Empty. Metal food and beverage cans. Empty. Aerosol cans. Empty. Drink cartons. Paper, but not shredded paper. Magazines and junk mail. Cardboard, flattened. The county asks that you rinse cans and containers before they go in the cart. What doesn't? Glass is not accepted in curbside recycling in Gwinnett. This is the single most common mistake, and it's counterintuitive because glass is so obviously recyclable. Shredded paper is not accepted either, despite paper being on the list. Shredded pieces are too small to sort mechanically and contaminate the paper stream. Plastics other than number 1 and number 2 are not accepted. That includes a great deal of packaging that carries a recycling symbol. The symbol alone doesn't mean your program takes it. Where to take glass, including 3 local parks. Gwinnett runs glass drop-off locations, and for Dakula residents the convenient ones are parks you already use. Rabbit Hill Park. Harbin's Park. Duncan Creek Park. The general public may bring glass beverage bottles and food jars to any of these for recycling. That's a genuinely useful arrangement. Collect glass in a bin in the garage, and drop it off the next time you're taking a kid to a ball game. How single stream works. Gwinnett haulers use dedicated recycling trucks and a system called single stream recycling. Everything goes in one cart together and gets separated at the recycling center rather than at your curb. That's why sorting isn't your job, but it's also why contamination matters so much. A single greasy pizza box or a bag of liquid can ruin a batch of otherwise good paper. Two habits that help most. Empty and rinse. Residue is the main contaminant. No plastic bags. Bagged recyclables and loose plastic bags jam sorting equipment. Recyclables go in the cart loose. If you don't have a recycling cart. County customers who receive trash service but have no recycling cart can request a 65-gallon wheeled cart by calling Gwinnett Solid Waste Management at 770-822-7141. City residents should call Dakula City Hall at 770-963-7451. When in doubt. The county's guidance is worth following. If you're unsure whether something is accepted, leave it out. A recyclable item in the trash is a small loss. A contaminant in the recycling stream can spoil a much larger quantity of good material. For questions about the curbside program in unincorporated Gwinnett, call 770-822-7141 or email. Gwinnett County Recycles maintains current information on accepted materials and drop-off locations. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.